Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Know that life is a gamble. All along.
Winners or losers, you keep rolling on. We're back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Our website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there to help you with your small business. I want to get right to back to Gary Schilling as quickly as I can. Gary is an original member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without him. He's the guy that taught us about deflation and the fact that there's good deflation, then there's also bad deflation. The good kind is when you get a discount from your store. The bad kind is when people keep waiting on the prices to go down before they buy, and that creates an economic nightmare when people have no confidence in prices and in the value of things. And Gary, I think that's where you are right now. But before I ask you that question, folks, I want to remind you that his new book is called The Age of Deleveraging. And anybody I know can look at that title and understand intuitively what he means by that. And folks, you've heard me say before, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. This book sold out on Amazon in 2 days. They had to go back to a printing. It was so hot. So, Gary, congratulations on that. I'm not the least bit surprised. But talk to us about you used Japan as an example in the previous segment. Japan has been in a two-decade funk, economic funk, because of deflation, bad deflation. Is America headed in that direction?
In part, but not entirely. We're different than Japan in a lot of ways. We're not driven by exports, and that's important because U.S. consumers are retrenching, and they were buying really the world's excess goods and services, our imports, their exports. Japanese by nature are much more pessimistic. We tend to be optimistic, thank goodness. There are some considerable differences. They've been big savers. We've been big spenders. We are becoming more savers. Consumers are being forced to save. But still, the whole idea that weak economic growth and consumer retrenchment, people obviously have to save. They were running down their saving rate, running up their borrowing. Their home equity is gone. They can't rely on their stock portfolios. Post-war babies need to save for retirement. High unemployment is encouraging people to save. So in that sense, we're like Japan, but not really entirely. And we also, Jim, have the good deflation of excess supply. And that's mm-hmm. because we've got all these marvelous new technologies, computers, the internet, biotech, telecom.
So we don't need to confuse efficiencies with deflation, do we?
Well, no, but the point is when you have these new technologies, they are so productivity prone. They produce right. so much more for their users, and of course the cost of them producing these technologies constantly goes down. Think what you get in computer power now for the buck compared to what
right.
it was 5 years ago.
And I said efficiencies, and I really meant to say productivity. You're exactly right. So what's America going to look like 10 years from now? And
I think, Jim, America is going to look a lot better because we are in this deleveraging phase. In other words, if you look at what happened, leveraging meaning tremendous borrowing relative to incomes, or in the financial sector, the banks and so on. Tremendous borrowing in relation to their equity. That really went through the roof for about three decades, and
yep.
this is about a decade work down. And at the end of the decade, I think we will be in good shape, but there are no shortcuts. There's no magic bullet. This is just the morning after. This is a slow workout, and anybody, the administration, Congress, anybody who says we can go back to the salad days of the 80s and 90s instantly is just not being realistic.
Well, you heard of the V-shaped recovery, the U-shape, the W, and all that. About a year and a half ago, I started telling my audience that we were going to have an M recovery. M stands for marathon.
Well, I think you need the endurance to get through it. But,
yeah.
What I think this means for people and small businesses is to be realistic, to keep costs screwed down. I mean, just tighter than tight. And to be service oriented and realize it's a very competitive world, and you sure want to have as little debt as possible, because one of the things about deflation is that debt does not go down, but incomes may. So the ability to service debt, in effect, goes up. Or the ability to service goes down. The debt goes up relative to incomes and to revenue. So, debt is really a no-no in deflation.
But, you know, Gary, without leverage, a lot of businesses wouldn't be able to grow.
But what we've seen is a lot of small businesses were borrowing basically on their personal credit cards, they really didn't have any equity. And hey, if you got a great idea, the American dream, there's no reason not to. But we're in an era now where loans are just going to continue to be tough to come by, and credit worthiness is going to be important. I mean, look at all the banks now that are saying you've got to have some liquidity as collateral against which to borrow. And you say, wait a minute, if I have liquidity, why do I need to borrow? But that's what they're saying. That's the way it used to be. Mm-hmm. And I think people just have to adapt to this and not expect this situation to disappear and go back to the days of loose lending and freely available money. I think it means
I've got about 30 seconds before we take a quick break. Do you think the Fed is doing the right things for us right now?
They're doing what they're being forced to do, because more fiscal stimulus is a no-no with the election and the Tea Party crowd. So the Fed has really got the responsibility to the cry voters, do something about high unemployment and a weak economy.
Right.
So they've got the job. I don't think it'll be terribly effective, but it's their job.
Gary, is it? Give us your website, Gary.
Www, of course, A. Gary Schilling, all one word, AGARYSHILLING.com.
AGaryShilling.com. That's also the name of his company, A. Gary Schilling & Company. His book is called The Age of Deleveraging. It's a big hit. You're going to want to check it out. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.